Children have a greater interest in learning First Nations languages over an international one, according to a survey released today. This follows the federal opposition's announcement last week to commit $14 million over 3 years to employ a First Nations language and culture teacher in 60 schools. The Wire's Georgie Bullis found out more.
The Children's Voice survey commissioned by Know Your Country has uncovered children's interest in learning more about First Nations people and cultures. Know Your Country is a national coalition campaign led by a First Nations advisory panel and invites all political parties, federal and state, to support funding cultural educators in every primary school. World Vision Australia's First Nations Senior Policy Advisor and Know Your Country co-chair, Dr. Scott Winch, says programs such as these are important for children.
Under the ACARA curriculum framework, there is First Nations content that's meant to be delivered to all primary school children. Now, that's not being delivered to the level that's expected. Teachers don't feel like they're well-equipped or they don't feel confident to respectfully deliver on the First Nations content at a local level, and so they often shy away from it. And so what we're saying is that we need to resource all schools, to be able to deliver on First Nations content. And the benefits of that, so for the education system, they'll be resourced to deliver on content which is supposed to be delivered on. For children, they get to learn and have a better connection to the country in which they live, learn and play. They're our future leaders as well. They're the ones that will need to be working with our people into the future. They'll be our future politicians, our future police and nurses and doctors and so forth.
Dr. Winch says the interest from primary school students in learning a First Nations language is related to the relevance.
There's a lot of schools out there who've got First Nations names. There's a lot of towns out there who've got those First Nations names. First Nations languages are already kind of throughout society in different ways, and the understanding of what actually means, there's that big knowledge gap there. So, and I think, you know, children really do appreciate that it's our own culture. They really want to learn about what's going on in their own backyards, in their own environments. So language creates better understanding of culture and also can create better understandings of environments as well.
It's important for First Nations children to feel they're involved in the curriculum in order to stay engaged.
Institutional racism is something which our people have faced for a long time, and we need to really change some of those underlying factors which lead to those situations, and creating culturally safe environments through our next generations is an extremely important and positive step. And then also for our children, our First Nations children, for them to truly be able to engage in the education system, and that's what my PhD was about, is looking at the impact of school engagement on educational outcomes, and it's common sense, but when our children perform better academically, that also has flow-on benefits in terms of economic participation and the health and well-being of our future generations.
The survey also found children's enjoyment of learning about First Nations cultures increased when an educator of the First Nations community was teaching.
It's the relationships, it's the authentic knowledges, it's the breadth of knowledges that also can be provided by First Nations people. We also found that when First Nations educators are involved in the classroom, that children learnt almost twice as much First Nations content. So there's a whole breadth of knowledge that can also be engaged with. So it is kind of, you know, children, there's a real thirst for it there, and this is why we conducted the survey, to really amplify the voices of the children whose education it's all about.
Dr. Winch says these programs are already in schools but need to be more widespread.
These roles aren't necessarily new. They do exist in pockets across the education system, typically where there's larger cohorts of First Nations students. So, but what we're saying is this needs to be scaled up for all students, and when we see these roles in schools, as sort of explained in the survey, there is a greater appreciation, there's a greater benefit. And what we're saying is that if you're fair dinkum about having a curriculum framework, if you're fair dinkum about having better relationships with the First Nations community, if you're fair dinkum about our people really closing the gap, then this is a real strong mechanism for that to happen. So it's about scaling it up so that this is across every school in the country.
The survey also found most Australian parents with primary school-aged kids see the funding of local First Nations cultural educators as an important way to help heal and unify the nation.
It's a strong vehicle for change in terms of the relationships and reconciliation. It's also a strong vehicle for change in terms of respect of the culture which has existed on this land for tens of thousands of years. And it does kind of also provide First Nations people with a stronger sense of social inclusion and well-being within the country which they live.
That was Dr. Scott Winch from World Vision Australia, ending the report from The Wires, Georgie Ballas.